My name is Malala Miller. I am 19 years old. Today is January 23rd, 2019. I am speaking with Walter Miller, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Laie, Hawaii. First, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Walter Kilo Miller. I was born and raised on the island of Oahu. I live all around this island. I tended to move a lot around a lot. I lived in Waianae, but I mostly lived in Hawaii and Laie.
Can you tell me about your family?
My mom's side of the family is from Hawaii, and my dad's side of the family is from the mainland. My dad's side of the family, he grew up in Indiana. They moved to Arizona, and then he joined the Navy, came here to Vietnam, met my mom. My mom's side of the family has been here. They're Hawaiian, Chinese, Caucasian. And the Hawaiians have been here for a while. The Chinese have been here for over 100 years. And also the Caucasians have been here for over 150 years.
And what about your family?
My family? My wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. What are their names?
I have my oldest, Malele. We call her Popo. Then I have my oldest son, Kamuela. I generally call him Samu. And there's Kalai, who actually the first name is Walter, but we call him Kalai anyways. And then my wife, Ruta. And we live in Laie.
And speaking of family, can you tell me about your grandparents?
I don't know my dad's side of the family that well, but their name was Max Miller and Mary Miller. My grandma's maiden name was Burke. The Miller family, when they immigrated to the United States, they changed their last. The name was changed from Mueller to Miller. I think Mueller means the same thing in German. My mom's side of the family is here in Hawaii. My grandfather's from Maui, McKenna. He was born and raised there until he went to Oahu for school. My grandma was born and raised in Oahu, Kalii. My grandma went to St. Andrew Priory. And my mom went to she went to the first graduating class from Kalani High School. They lived on a chicken farm in Waikai.
And your great grandparents?
My great grandparents, I don't know them on my mom on my dad's side, but I knew my grandmother's grandparents. Well, my grandmother's mother. Her name was Lily Ng. Her main name was Chandler. She died when I was 18. But my great grandfather Edward Ng, he passed away. Before I was born.
Okay, growing up in Laie, when you were growing up, what role did religion and spirituality play in your life?
Well, everybody in Laie, not everybody, but most of the people in Laie are Mormon, so you get that community, it's sort of like a community religion. So everybody knows everybody, and everybody's kind of going in a similar direction. And most of us are part of the LDS Church, so we have the same beliefs.
Okay, and next question. Tell me a great story you know about an ancestor. It could be anyone.
The real famous ones?
Any?
Really? It's in the history books. Well, on my dad's side, I had an ancestor in Ireland. He helped kick out. He was in the army. He was one of the generals. And he had white, long hair. And then my family, our hair turned gray real fast. And he was one of the generals. And it was before the battle, and they were mouthing off to each other. And he said, you would know me because my hair's gonna be dyed red by tomorrow. Oh. But he died in the battle, but his hair was dyed red from the enemy's blood. But he was, when they kicked out the Vikings out of Dublin in Ireland.
And what was his name again?
I don't remember. It's a story my dad told me. Our grandfather, when he was a mailman, he used to have motorcycles, but a sidecar. These are older motorcycles. They ran too funny.
Hmm.
So he got off the motorcycle, and the motorcycle took off, and he had to chase it. And so he did. He stopped driving the motorcycle. He started driving the truck after that.
Hmm.
Or the van, whatever they used back then.
Okay, that was interesting. Thank you so much.
Thanks for that.